the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا.
Brothers and sisters, previously we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِي بَعْدَ تَقْسِيرِي وَإِسْرَافِي عَلَى نَفْسِي. I have turned to you, my Allah, after my shortcoming and my immoderation toward myself. مُعْتَذِرًا نَادِمًا مُنْكَسِرًا مُسْتَقِيلًا. I am preferring my excuse. I am regretful, broken, apologizing, and asking for forgiveness. مُسْتَغْفِرًا مُنِيبًا مُقِرًّا مُذْعِنًا مُعْتَرِفًا. I am repenting, I am acknowledging, submissive, and I'm confessing. And these are the traits that attract Almighty Allah's mercy. In fact, we can learn how to truly talk to Almighty Allah and how to earnestly ask from Him. This is the kind of beseeching that Almighty Allah loves to hear from the sinful and regretful people. One of the reasons is that the soul, which is the essence of prayer, must be prepared for it. The soul must be ready for this kind of turning toward Allah. And one of the ways of preparing the soul is beginning with extolling Almighty Allah. That is why we have been ordered, and it is highly recommended, to recite salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. That is why Imam Ali alayhi salam, prior to the start of asking the Almighty Allah for anything, he described the Almighty Allah. He began with praising and extolling Allah and thanked Him for His blessings and grace. And then he starts asking and seeking forgiveness from Him. Let us have a look at another point regarding this part of the Kumail supplication after a short break.
But now I have turned to you, my Lord, after being guilty of omissions and transgressions against my soul. Apologetically, repentantly, brokenheartedly, begging earnestly for forgiveness, yieldingly confessing as I can find no escape from that which was done by me, and having no refuge to which I could turn except seeking your acceptance of my excuse and admitting me into the realm of your encompassing mercy.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream,
so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So the Almighty Allah loves to hear this beseeching sound from the true servants. It is narrated that when the people of Prophet Yunus ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wasalam were informed that he has left them alone and saw the signs of an imminent punishment, they got convinced of the approaching chastisement. They knew that the chastisement of the Almighty Allah is near, and a kind scholar told them that the only way to their salvation is apologizing, is beseeching, repenting, and confessing to the sins before the Almighty, before the Lord. With such a state, all of the people of Yunus, men, women, old and young, wore old clothes and went towards the desert with bare feet. Men on one side and women from the other side, they were all repenting. They were all weeping, and even the animals accompanied them. They were all confessing to Allah's unity. They all beseeched to Him. They showed regret and repented from their disbelief. Some of them even said, "O Lord, Yunus had told us to free ourselves from your chastisement by freeing the slaves so that we will be rewarded. He had told us to help any poor we saw. Now we are your poor slaves who have no one except you. So Lord, help us." And this is the time when their prayer was accepted by Allah. They were forgiven, they were saved from the punishment of the cloud and storm, and they were all placed under the clouds of Allah's mercy, and the repentance was accepted. So they joyfully returned to their city and resumed their ordinary work and life. Now, the point in all that is that turning to Allah, apologizing, regret, asking for forgiveness, confessing to sins, these elements are all real elements of attracting Allah's forgiveness and mercy. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is beautifully counting them for us. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِي بَعْدَ تَقْسِيلِي وَإِسْرَافِي عَلَى نَفْسِي. I have turned to you, my Allah, after my shortcoming and immoderation toward myself. Imam Ali alayhi salam is warning us, reminding us that the sinful people, the ones who have committed sins, can absolutely turn back to their Lords. But they should be in this state, مُعْتَذِرًا نَادِمًا, preferring their excuses. They must be regretful, مُنْكَسِرًا مُسْتَقِيلًا, broken and apologizing, مُسْتَغْفِرًا مُنِيبًا, asking forgiveness and repenting, مُقِرًا مُذْعِنًا مُعْتَرِفًا, they must be acknowledging, submissive, and confessing. And then Imam alayhi salam in this part of the Kumail supplication continues, لَا أَجِدُ مَفَرًّا مِمَّا كَانَ مِنِّي وَلَا مَفْزَعًا أَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَيْهِ فِي أَمْرِي. I have no place to flee from what occurred through me. I have no place of escape to which I may turn in my affairs. غَيْرَ قَبُولِكَ أُذْرِي, other than your acceptance of my excuses. وَإِدْخَالِكَ إِيَّايَ فِي سَعَةِ رَحْمَتِكَ, and you're entering me into the compass of your mercy. Imam Ali alayhi salam counted all these elements in order to attract Allah's mercy. إِدْخَالِكَ إِيَّايْ فِي سَعَةِ رَحْمَتِكَ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through high.